Stay tuned for Brother Johnson's News Behind the News. Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Are you ready to fly away? My, I've got my ticket punched and I'm ready. How about you? Praise the Lord and welcome, my friends. Did you know that the end days are upon you? Get ready, Jesus is coming very soon. Be an informed Christian as you listen to the Prophecy News Behind the News on Signs of the Times International Radio, hosted by Brother Johnson, God's Watchman, called and ordained by God's own audible voice, not the voices or doctrines of mere men. Speaking to the remnant of God and the peoples of the earth, the last day signs, the end times are upon the earth. Prepare ye the way of the Lord. And please know that the I Am has sent me unto you. Amen. This program is spiritual, therefore it needs support, just as a true spiritual church needs support for messages preached from the pulpit. And my pulpit is this radio program. Because this program is listener-supported, it cannot stay on the air without your help and support with your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. And that's the truth. Now for our last days and times quick Bible study, King James Version, from Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shew, or show, of them openly, triumphing over them in it. Watchman comment, the word spoiled means to separate, disarm, or stop, in this case, supernatural powers attempting to infiltrate the life of a believer in one way or another. Principality speaks of angels and demons in the supernatural realms that are given power by the enemy of Yahweh and of mankind. Yahweh's chosen will always be buffeted by these satanic supernatural beings right up to the return of Christ Jesus and Satan's defeat at Armageddon by our Lord. Amen. One definition of powers is the liberty of doing as one pleases. So in other words, these demons will do what they please. That is, of course, unless you, as a spirit-filled Christian, learn to stop them right dead in their tracks. Read the Word of God, preferably the King James Version. Study how the apostles handled these demons. Then learn to take authority over them in a spiritual manner, just as I, Brother Johnson, do on this program. My. That is making a show of them openly and triumphing over the demonic forces with true truth, biblical authority, is it not? 2 Timothy chapter 2, verse 15. Study to shew, or show, thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. Also, verse 16 is very important for you to understand. But shun profane and vain babblings, for they will increase unto more ungodliness. Hallelujah, amen. Let's separate ourselves from the ungodly by rightly dividing the word of truth on this program as the end draws near. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. Enough said, get right and get ready. Prepare ye the way of the Lord, my friends. 2:8.
And God said, I am that I am. And he said, thou shalt thou say unto the children, I am has sent me unto you.
I am has sent me unto you. Welcome to Signs International Ministries. On these programs, you will hear prophetic words, preaching, and prophecy news behind the news updates. Now, prophecies by our signs ministers.
The Spirit of God moved upon the face of the waters, and God said,
let there be light.
For yea, saith the Lord, upon the earth shall come a time now when things will not grow well. There shall be famine in the land, For man has brought about his own demise, saith God. For it is time now that the prophetic words that are written in my word come to pass. For in the last days these things must happen. But fear not, those who love me, saith God. For I have provided a way for you. But for those who do not know me, this time shall be very difficult for them. They shall strive to maintain the position that they are at. They shall strive to maintain the things that they desire, but they will not be able to do it. For I, the Lord, have not provided for those who do not love me, saith God.
Power that will now flow through your hands, will now flow through your mouth, will now flow through your gestures. Not for the church, for the church as a whole is being wrapped up into the false. But unto those that are in the highways and the byways, that you'll go forth to compel to come in. For they shall come in, and they shall see the real, and never turn to the false. For they shall know the difference, for they have tasted the real, and the false will have no taste to them. Prepare yourselves now for what I'm about to do.
My. If you're not ready, you better get ready. Amen. Now, a True Truth Prophecy Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. Because on this program, you get the true truth, right from God's holy word, not the doctrines of mere men. Romans chapter 12, verses 5 and 6. So we, being many, are one body in Christ, and every one members one of another, having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given unto us. If prophecy, then let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Watchman comment, my friends, Christ's body is not divided. Though we are many, we are one in Christ Jesus, amen. Having or possessing spiritual giftings that are as diverse as we are diverse. These giftings, though, are of grace and are administered to us by the Holy Ghost, the Spirit of the Lord. Grace enters because we were sinners and deserved no giftings. However, then salvation came to us, and through God's grace, we were allowed the precious gifts through our faith and God's grace. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 1. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verses 2 through 10, then, go on to explain all the spiritual giftings. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 11. But all these worketh that the one and self-same Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will. My friends, the Spirit of the Lord is the one that works the gifts on and to and through us. And he does it as he will. Not as you will, but as he will. So back to Romans chapter 12, verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, if prophesy, then let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. My friends, if you are saved, the giftings are there for you, but you must exercise your faith in order to have the giftings manifest themselves in you and through you. As this verse said, prophecy comes according to your proportion of faith. So if you do not prophesy, you lack the faith that you can move in a prophecy gifting. And of course you can. That is, if you have faith and you want to, the Holy Spirit doesn't force anyone. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 12 and pray for an understanding of those giftings there that you'll read. And ask God which ones you should be moving in. Then exercise your faith in the gift or gifts the Spirit of the Lord lays on your heart. Amen. Hallelujah, amen. Come soon, Lord Jesus. Revelation chapter 22, verse 20. The time is short. The day of Christ is at hand. So get right and get ready. There has been an awesome response to my call to meet the needs of this program. Thank you, thank you, thank you. But please do not stop, as the program is going to be entering another month, and we're going to need sponsorships for that month. The bill will be in the mail soon. Grandpa and Grandma from Green Acres and two more anonymous love gifts were received. They obeyed the Spirit of the Lord, and they are our WOW, W-O-W, Walk on Water sponsors for this program. Father, bless them, Lord, and thank you, Lord, for touching their hearts to support your program, Lord, and your watchmen. Father, I thank you for those two anonymous givers, Lord. Just open their hearts, Lord, and their understanding, as they listen to this program. And thank you also, Father, for touching the hearts of Grandma and Grandpa at Green Acres. God bless them also, Lord, in Jesus' name. May they prosper in the spiritual realm. Amen and amen. And Lord, also bless all the listeners as you touch them with your true truth. Hallelujah. Let's pull some right out of the fire. Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a shoe of them openly, triumphing over them in it. My. We studied that one tonight, didn't we? Now, the prophecy news behind the news, with my spirit-filled and spirit-led, biblical perspective you get only on Signs Radio Programming. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Marriage and family are obscene, says USA School. What will it take to convince America's Christian parents to stop sending their children to the public schools? Earlier this month, a girl at Pilgrim High School in Warwick, Rhode Island, had her artwork censored by educators, or so-called educators. The student had painted a mural that was deemed objectionable because it depicted a boy growing up, marrying, and having a child. In fact, the educators found it so offensive that they ordered it blotted out by painting over it. The girl's parents called the local radio talk show to complain, and the fat was in the fire. Responding to public outrage, the superintendent of schools overruled the high school censors and allowed the student to paint her mural as she pleased. And the school board chairwoman said, "The order to paint over the traditional marriage portion of the artwork should have never happened. Had the parents not called the radio show and had the school district not been dragged into the center stage as an example of political correctness run amok, the censorship order would have stood. Marriage and the family at Pilgrim High School, Rhode Island, would have remained, for all practical purposes, obscene." Continuing. The end of the American middle class. The middle class in America is being systematically wiped out, and most people don't even realize what is happening. Every single year, millions more Americans fall out of the middle class and become dependent on the government. But now this middle class is rapidly shrinking and government dependence is at an all-time high. America is becoming a poorer nation at the same time that wealth is becoming extremely concentrated at the very top of our nation. At this point, our economic system is designed to funnel as much money and power to the federal government and to big corporations as possible. Individuals and small businesses have a really hard time thriving in this type of environment. To many politicians and federal bureaucrats, middle-class families are useless eaters that are constantly damaging the environment with their excessive lifestyles. Continuing. Scary modern warfare. In World War II, it would take up to 30,000 bombing runs over a period of weeks to destroy 1,000 ground targets. Recently in North Carolina, the U.S. Air Force 4th Fighter Wing hit 1,000 targets in a single sweep using just 70 or so Boeing F-15E Strike Eagles capable of dropping large numbers of smart munitions. Estimated time of destruction? A mere couple of hours. Continuing. Waging war to prepare the way for the Mahdi. The 15% of Muslims who are Shiites are preparing for the return of the Mahdi. To the Shiites, the Mahdi is the last imam, the 12th imam, and though he has been hidden for the past 12 centuries, they believe his return is important. When he was asked what the Mahdi will do upon his return, the Ayatollah Madhavi Trani quoted the ancient text of Imam Ali al-Bakr, stating, "For a full 8 months he will have his sword unleashed and will kill the enemies of God until God is satisfied." Watchman comment. Now, that sure sounds to me to be an almost perfect description of what the Antichrist will do. Do you believe the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, God's watchman now, when he tells you that Islam is a very satanic religion? Continuing. Is it even food? Burger King tests bacon ice cream sundae while Pizza Hut serves up hot dog stuffed pizza crust. Yuck! In the race to be the most offensive junk food providers in the world, U.S. fast food giants are rolling out disgusting and health-destroying menu concoctions that come close to activating the gag reflex. Burger King, for example, is now actively testing a bacon sundae. My, my, my. Bad for your health? You bet. Continuing. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the Prophecy News Behind the News. Cancer industry total fraud exposed. Nearly all scientific studies failed to be replicated. Watchman comment. Doing a so-called study more than once could, and I say could, validate the results of that study. Sorry, I worked in a scientific research for 30 years before I was saved. Continuing. The vast majority of so-called scientific studies focused on cancer research are inaccurate and potentially fraudulent, suggests a new review published in the Journal of Nature. A shocking 88% of 53 landmark studies on cancer that have been published in reputable journals over the years cannot be reproduced, which means that their conclusions are blatantly false. Glenn Begley, a former head of global cancer research at drug giant Amgen and author of the review, was unable to replicate the findings of 47 of the 53 studies that he examined. Begley says he cannot publish the names of the studies whose findings are false, but since it is now apparent that the vast majority of them are invalid, it only follows that the vast majority of modern approaches to cancer treatment are also invalid. Watchman comment. I just told you I was a research scientist for 30 years, but what I did not say was it was at the prestigious college called Cornell University in New York State. I never, ever falsified a research paper, but I knew many others who did. Do you believe me now? Continuing, and also this. Published research for other conditions also found to be invalid. The Nature study also confirms that what was previously uncovered by Dr. George Robertson from Dalhousie University, who found the same inconsistencies in published research studies on Parkinson's disease and other neurodegenerative disorders. Just like with cancer, it appears that the foundation upon which drugs for these conditions have been developed is fallacious as a result of phony research. And scientists working for the drug giant Bayer have run into similar problems in other areas as well, which they outlined in a 2011 paper entitled Believe It or Not. According to their findings, much of the published data with which they were expected to develop new drugs could not be reproduced either. Watchman comment, now, do I really have to say I told you so? Okay, I told you. Do you believe me now? Because now you know I not only have the spiritual credentials, but the worldly ones. Though my actual title was a mere research assistant, which is a cheap salary job, and then Cornell laid me off before I could get retirement. Nice of them, huh? My, my, my. And also this, continuing. Study, following your doctor's orders could endanger your health. Just because your doctor might seem to have all the right answers and always pay close attention to your medical testing and diagnostic needs does not necessarily mean that you are in good hands health-wise. A new study published by the Journal Archives of Internal Medicine reveals that patients who report high levels of satisfaction with the services and care provided by their doctors are actually more likely to die than patients who report low levels of satisfaction. Patient satisfaction versus proper patient care are two completely different things, and that was based on the study's findings. Continuing, your car set to become part of the Internet of Things. A bill already passed by the Senate and set to be ratified by the House not only mandates black box tracking devices in all new cars, it also orders the deployment of vehicle-to-infrastructure communication systems. In other words, your vehicle will become part of the Internet of Things and will be open to constant real-time tracking, eavesdropping, and surveillance. The bill is stuffed full of nightmare big government regulations, including empowering the IRS to revoke passports of accused tax delinquents, as well as mandating the installation of black box tracking devices, eventually designed to be used as a tax by the mile system in all new vehicles from 2015. Watchman comment, I told you that tax by the mile system was coming, and now they're getting everything in your car so that they can tax you for every mile you drive. Continuing. Mason Albert Pike, in 1871, authored Masonic Morals and Dogma. Pike praised Lucifer as the light bearer, as did Alice Bailey, whose works were first published in the early 20th century by Lucifer Publishing. In a treatise on the seven rays, Esoteric Psychology, 1936 and 1942, she described the goals and characteristics of what she called the Illuminati of the world. To Bailey, this Illuminati was comprised of the enlightened ones, people enlightened by Lucifer. And Bailey emphasized the need for a new world order and points of light connected to service, just as President George H.W. Bush later did in his presidency. But before having a global new world order, a reshaping of America into President Lyndon Johnson's Great Society had to occur. Given the terms Great Society and New World Order, a type of global Great Society, the latter of which should be characterized by a diminished national patriotism. My, oh my, Watchman comment. Is that not exactly what we are seeing in today's crazy mixed-up world? And there is so much more, but I do not have time in the short half-hour program. Continuing. Petros Romanus, the false prophet and the Antichrist are here. The 330-ton obelisk in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City is not just any obelisk. It was cut from a single block of red granite during the 5th dynasty of Egypt to stand as Osiris erect phallus at the Temple of Sun in ancient Heliopolis, meaning City of the Sun or principal seat of Atumra, sun worship. The city of An in the Bible was dedicated to the false gods Ra, Osiris, and Isis. The fact that many traditional Catholics, as well as Protestants, perceive such idols of stone to be only objects of heathen adoration, but the worship of demons. See Acts chapter 7, verses 41-42, Psalms 96-5, and 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 20. This is what motivated Pope Sixtus to erect the phallus of Osiris. In the heart of St. Peter's Square, located in Vatican City and bordering St. Peter's Basilica, very curious to say the least, continuing. Weather gets biblical, causing insurers to disappear. As weather disasters strike with more frequency, homeowners first get hit with a destruction or total loss of property. Many are then hit with the unexpected loss of homeowners' insurance policies as insurance companies reevaluate their financial liabilities. Insurance companies are raising rates, cutting coverage, balking at some payouts, and generally shifting more expense and liability to homeowners. Watchman Shofar. This is the prophecy voice of Brother Johnson, and you are listening to the prophecy news behind the news. Stay tuned, my friends, for another True Truth Quick Bible Study, and possibly live call-ins, letters, or both as the program finishes. My dear friends, please pray about taking the time to sit down and write me this week. And when you do, please also pray about including a WOW Walk on Water love offering. But at least write me and tell me you're hearing me, and let me know the state that you're in, if you would, please. You can do it anonymously, but just tell me you're hearing me and what state. This program is listener-supported, and it is the only way it can stay on the air. And that's the truth. 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 7, "For we walk by faith, not by sight." I'll be looking forward to finding your letter in Post Office Box 122 this week. And may God bless you in a big way for that love gift or that radio check. Amen. Please write Signs, spelled S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, Town is Lisle, L-I-S-L-E, New York, abbreviate N-Y, Zip, USA, 13797. I'll repeat that in just a moment for you to check what you wrote down. The Bible is how we live free in an unfree world. Now for our ending True Truth Quick Bible Study from the King James Version. Genesis chapter 2, verse 12. "And I'll make of thee a great nation. I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing." My friends, when we read this passage of Scripture, the first thing that probably comes to mind are all the promises that God gave to Abraham and the nations of Israel. But has it occurred to you that there is a bigger lesson that you can learn here? You tend to focus on the part of that Scripture where God does the blessing. But why did He bless him? The answer lies right there in the passage of Scripture. The Lord told Abraham, I will bless you, and you shall be a blessing. Abraham was blessed so that he could be a blessing. The same is true today. The Lord has done so much for you. He has blessed you with so many things, the most important of which is His mercy in that He died for sinners. He has bestowed you with so much grace. He has allowed you to come into His kingdom and be a part of the great things He's doing. What you have received should not only be for your own enjoyment, but for the salvation of a dying world around us. My friends, God gives freely to us so that you may give freely to others. Let's not be afraid to give out the blessings God has granted us to have. Share God's goodness. To whom much is given, much is required. The day of Christ's return is at hand, my friends. So get right and get ready. He that hath an ear, let him hear what the Spirit saith unto you, my friends, and unto the churches. Now I preach altar call in a church service by Brother Ralston.
But the question is, when will you bow? Will you bow now, or will you bow later? Now is the time. Now is the day of salvation. Now is the appointed time of His grace. Why not humble yourself now? Don't worry about who is following and who isn't. Make up your own heart. Make up your own mind that you'll follow Jesus today.
Thank you, Brother Ralston. My friends, be encouraged with what Brother Ralston had to say, for when you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, you will not fear the end times, last days you live in, right now, today. Instead, you will be blessed and ready, and as I always say, get right and get ready. Please tune in, 9350 at 7 p.m. Eastern this coming Wednesday night. That's 9350 Wednesday, 6 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Eastern Time. Thanks for tuning in to Signs Radio, my friends. This program is here to be a blessing to you. Will you pray about how you can bless me back? Here is the address again more quickly, so you can check what you wrote down before. S-I-G-N-S, P-O, Box 122, L-I-S-L-E, N-Y, 13797.
God bless you, Brother Johnson. It's been a long time. This is Brother Emmanuel calling from Nigeria.
This brother is calling from Nigeria.
I hope the ministry is growing, and I hope that the voice is still reaching out to as many as possible.
He says he hopes the ministry is growing and that it's reaching out to as many as possible.
More grace to you.
More grace to you.
And please don't be discouraged. The Lord God Almighty is your strength.
Please don't be discouraged. The Lord God Almighty is your strength.
And may the Lord God preserve you spiritually and body unto the end.
And may the Lord God preserve you unto the end.
In the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
In the powerful name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Your prayers are very needed. Please pray for the saints all over the world.
Your prayers are very needed. Please pray for the saints all over the world.
God bless you. In Jesus' mighty name.
God bless you in Jesus' mighty name. Well, thank you, my brother. I sure appreciated that. I just repeated what you said because shortwave sometimes is very hard to understand. So I thank you for the call, and just be blessed, my brother, and know that I do pray for you as well as the saints all over the world. Maranatha. Now my virtual recorder number is slow enough for you to dial as I say it. Please tell me your state and how well you could hear the program. When I know you're listening, it helps to keep signs on the air. I only have one line, so please just keep hitting your redial if it is busy until you can get through. Thanks and be blessed. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Repeating a little faster. 1-6-0-7-2-0-1-5-6-6-3. Thanks again, my friends, for tuning in to Signs International Radio. Remember, you are loved.
I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.
And I love you.
Please pray about sending your WOW offering this week. Thanks, my friends. Blessings in Maranatha, Watchman's Shofar.
Prepare ye the way of the Lord. Jesus is coming. The day of the Lord is at hand. Get ready, get ready, get ready. Amen.